Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are places in the world where people are living in refugee camps because their houses and their cities have been destroyed. Thank God for the mercy of the Lord. We've not been given into the hands of our enemies. He's still keeping us. There's enough salt. There's enough light. There's enough faith. It's not 100%. I wouldn't say it was 85, but there's enough salt and light in this nation and enough praying people and believing people that God is keeping. He's kept us to this present hour, and He will continue. I'm not going to quit believing, or you. I'm not going to quit submitting to Him. So He will continue to keep us. He'll keep the whole thing for the church's sake. Hallelujah. Yes, He will. You remember, don't you remember, He told Abraham He'd spare the whole city for a handful. Is that right? That's the kind of God He is. So merciful. So good, so gracious. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, blessed be the Lord who's not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Hallelujah. We have no idea how many traps the devil set for us. Maybe you fell into a couple, but thank God for the 98 you didn't fall into. He worked and tried and tried and tried, but if you submit yourself to God enough and commit it to Him to keep, He caused you to notice the trap right before you stepped into it. Whoa, don't go there. Don't do there. You need to fly out of here, little bird. So you fly out. And you didn't get snared, and you didn't get trapped, and you didn't get destroyed. Because the Lord kept you. We're escaped. Verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Psalm 127. 127:1. I wanted you to hear these phrases, unless the Lord, unless the Lord, unless the Lord. And here, except the Lord. Build the house, they labor in vain, build it. Except the Lord, keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. Thank God for preparation. Thank God for people that are willing to do their jobs. Thank God for all these things, they're all important. But unless the Lord's involved in the thing, it can be for nothing. So if He's involved in everything, you wouldn't say, except the Lord. Right? If He's behind everything, if He's involved in everything, you wouldn't say, unless the Lord, because it's Him in everything. The truth is, the things that He's actually controlling are the exception. Didn't the Lord tell us, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? If everything that's happening down here is God's will, why would you need to pray that the will of God be done? You know where the will of God is being done? In heaven. How much crime do they have there? Come on, help me out. How much poverty? How much disease? How many plagues? You know why? Because God is in control. There. Down here, not yet. I know people that make some mad when you say that. But again, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the devil is the god of this world. But not for much longer. I said, not for much longer. Not for much longer. There's going to be new heavens, new earth, wherein is no curse. No curse. Oh, hallelujah. Just lift your hands. Let's praise the Lord for a little bit. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We adore you. We thank you. We praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Psalm 121, if you would, in closing, I think. Psalm 121, verse 1. The title of our series is The Lord, My Keeper. It'd be good for you, just from time to time, to voice it. You know, whatever you confess the Lord to be to you, that opens the door for Him to be that to you. It began when you confessed and said, Jesus is my Lord. You're supposed to say it with your mouth. You believe it in your heart, you confess it with your mouth. Well, you need to also say, the Lord is my keeper. He keeps me. He keeps my children. He keeps my family. He keeps our business. He keeps our churches. He keeps our ministries. He keeps our town. He keeps our state. He keeps our country. Somebody say, He keeps me. He keeps me. He keeps me. Now, why is He able to keep you? Because you commit it to Him under His lordship and direction. Psalm 121, I'm going to read this in the Amplified. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence shall my help come? Where does my help come from? Verse 2. My help.
Yes.
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That's my help. That's my help. You know, if you learn how to be led by the Spirit, you will look way smarter than you are. You'll be at the right place at the right time. You'll say the right thing. It'll work so perfectly. And folks who don't know will look at you and go, man, you're something. Don't agree. You are something, but the truth is you have help. You have major help, right? You have help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Keep reading. He will not allow my foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. 24/7 coverage. Don't even have to turn the alarm on. He's always on. Never asleep. Verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. In the New Testament, we're called the Israel of God. Are we his children too?
Yes.
Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. I told you he was. The Lord, say it out loud, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. Verse 6, the sun won't smite you by day, nor the moon by night. This sounds like Psalm 91. Why? Because the same thing involved. The Lord keeping you, guarding you, protecting you. Keep reading, verse 7. The Lord will do what? This word keep, the Hebrew definition refers to hedge. You ever heard that word before? Hedge, a fence, a perimeter enclosure. We talked about how that the plagues and things swept through the land of Egypt, but when they got to that border, which is just like a state line, there was no visible fence there, the disease couldn't go into the land of Goshen. It ran up against what? An energy field. God had force fields way before Star Trek. Yeah, he did. He also had tractor beams. What do you think is going to happen when the trumpet sounds? The Lord will do what? Keep you. How many think you ought to take the word you and put me in there? Make this personal. Confess it over yourself. The Lord will keep me from all evil. He will keep my life. He's my keeper. The Lord keeps me. He keeps me. Don't be asking why all these bad things happen. The bad things happen because the earth is full of curse. It's full of sin and death, and the devil's stealing, killing, and destroying everywhere. And unless we have help, we'll be destroyed the same as anybody else. And it's not because we're better or smarter. It's because we trust Him, and we're going to commit it to Him. Come on now. We're going to put it in His hands and trust Him. And what we do, He is able. We're persuaded. He's able to keep it. From now until that day, until the end of this whole thing. The Lord will keep you from evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. You know why you're here? Because you came in. You know how you got here? Huh? Without dying from a disease last month. Do you know how you got here without being killed in a car wreck this month? Come on, help me out. It's not because you're prettier than everybody else and smarter than everybody else or holier than everybody else. The Lord kept you. Now you're about to go out. Huh? What's going to happen as you go out? God is keeping me, keeping me, keeping me. And I will make it all the way home. Oh, hallelujah. Without incident, without accident, without injury or death or harm. Glory to God. What a comfort it is. What a peace. What a blessing to have confidence. I'm going to make it all the way. I'm going to run my entire race. I'm going to finish my entire course with long life. He's going to keep me and satisfy me and show me how He can save.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me